In a society where algorithms determine your perfect match, what happens when your heart rebels? This question haunts Cassie Reyes as she navigates the treacherous landscape of the carving, a vast network of canyons representing both danger and freedom. The pristine facade of the society crumbles at its edges, particularly in the outer provinces, where Kai Markham has been sent as a disposable decoy. Here, aberrations like Kai are placed in elaborate fake villages, complete with empty houses and artificial smoke from chimneys, all to draw fire from an unnamed enemy while protecting the society's real settlements. The deception runs deep. Maps are falsified, deaths are documented as natural causes, and young people deemed expendable are sacrificed without ceremony. While citizens in central provinces receive elaborate end-of-life rituals and tissue preservation promising potential immortality, aberrations like Kai are denied even basic death rites. In quiet resistance, Kai transforms this disposal into remembrance, whispering Tennyson's Crossing the Bar as a eulogy for each body committed to the river. Poetry becomes his weapon against systematic dehumanization, each verse declaring these lives mattered. 3 months have passed since Cassia was separated from Kai, and her determination has only intensified. Working in labor camps in Tana Province, she strategically positions herself for an eventual escape to find him. Cassia's inner world has transformed. Kai's absence has become a missing so complete that if it were to go away, I would turn around, stunned, to see that the room is empty after all. The carving serves as both setting and metaphor. Its towering walls like a fire caught burning and turned to rock. This rugged wilderness contrasts with the society's sterile environments, representing both danger and freedom. For Kai, the carving holds personal significance from childhood. His knowledge of hidden water sources becomes crucial for survival. When he discovers young Eli among the decoys, reminiscent of Cassia's brother, Kai includes him despite warnings that sentimentality will get you killed. Cassia guards her treasures, family messages, a painting, and secretly, Kai's compass and Xander's blue tablets. During Xander's bittersweet visit to her work camp, she remains determined to find Kai. She trades the compass to an archivist, discovering The Rising, a rebellion against the society led by The Pilot. When officials arrive to transfer girls, Cassia seizes her opportunity. She removes her citizenship markers and boards an airship toward Kai, while she and Indy navigate the carving's beauty amid the society's brutality, finding bodies with blue markings and hidden society doors. Against the carving's harsh backdrop, relationships deepen through shared hardship. Kai's friendship with Vic reveals the power of human connection in desperate times. Vic's story of loving Lainey and Anomaly before being reclassified shows how the society's rigid system destroys lives, regardless of status. The novel's most devastating loss comes when Vic dies in society bombardment. Near his body, Kai finds a dead rainbow trout, symbolizing unfulfilled dreams. Throughout the day, Kai hallucinates Vic's voice telling stories about Lainey, helping him understand why his father welcomed voices after loss. They meant he was never alone. For Cassia and Kai, their reunion mixes joy with painful honesty, revealing a fundamental conflict. Cassia's determination to join the Rising versus Kai's deep distrust of revolutionary movements. In one intimate moment under the stars, later captured in Kai's first named poem, they let the world be only the two of us, a brief respite amidst chaos. The mysterious rising represents both hope for freedom and potential danger. Information comes in fragments, the archivist's story, Indy's mother's teachings about the pilot, and pamphlets from abandoned settlements. While offering an alternative to society control, the Rising's true nature remains unclear. Indy's obsession with finding the Rising drives her actions. Upon discovering a possible map, she's willing to leave others behind, believing society will return Cassia and Eli, while she and Kai, whom she suspects might be the pilot, reach the rebellion. Xander's revelation as a rising member suggests the rebellion's influence extends deeper into society than expected, targeting those immune to memory-erasing red tablets. Kai's resistance stems from childhood trauma. His parents died due to his father's rebellion involvement. "I've seen what happens to the people who believe," he tells Cassia, fearing the rising might merely replace one control system with another. This creates the central question: is freedom possible within any organized system, or does true liberty require complete independence? The Farmers of the Carving represent a third path beyond the society and rising. These anomalies chose independence when the society formed, creating settlements with interconnected paths suggesting free social interaction, unlike the society's regulated approach. Hunter, the last remaining farmer, stayed after his daughter Sarah died from illness. Their graveyard reveals a different approach to death. Graves with names, dates, and poetic epitaphs honoring individual lives rather than reducing them to preserve tissue samples. The abandoned township reveals their alternative lifestyle through painted walls with fantastical imagery, a library cave with unedited books and written historical records. Their practical knowledge, hidden water sources, stockpiled supplies, and canyon maps becomes essential for survival. The novel suggests resistance doesn't always require organized rebellion. Sometimes it's simply living by one's own values despite pressure to conform. In Crossed, poetry becomes powerful resistance against the society's restrictions on expression. In a world limited to approved content, the 100 paintings, songs, and poems, unauthorized words preserve memory, express forbidden emotions, and maintain humanity. Kai's recitation of Crossing the Bar transforms disposal into dignified funeral. For Cassia, discovering Emily Dickinson reveals new possibilities, inspiring her to write for Kai. "I climb into the dark for you. Are you waiting in the stars for me?" Dylan Thomas's "Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night" becomes their secret password, connecting them across distance. When reunited, Cassia whispers these words, confirming their bond. Poetry creates a private space beyond the society's surveillance, a mental territory they cannot regulate. When Kai paints cave walls in darkness, depicting rivers of stars, nature, his parents, and Cassia in her red dress, this creative act affirms that the human spirit remains uncontainable by any system. The novel concludes with characters making crucial decisions about their futures. When a plastic boat is discovered, allowing only two people to travel quickly downriver to the rising, Kasia chooses to send Eli and Indy instead of herself, showing her evolution from self-interest to selflessness. Kai decides to follow the river on foot, sacrificing for love despite his distrust of rebellion. When they part, Kasia takes his dirt-covered hands and assures him it will all come clean. The characters separate toward uncertain futures. Kasia returns to Central as an undercover operative, while Kai trains as an airship pilot. In the final scene, Kasia notices frost blooming like stars or flowers on a wall, a reminder that beauty emerges even in controlled environments. True freedom isn't found in perfect circumstances, but in choosing our own path despite limitations. Whether joining rebellion, seeking wilderness independence, or working within the system, acting according to our values becomes our truest expression of freedom.